inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes.
And we have some ideas for those potential flowers in Marine Park. Some seed pods from flowering plants beginning to emerge this month. And in this week's edition of Garden Talk, collecting or gathering some of those seeds for next year. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Vyarsky. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what kind of things are starting to, what kind of flowers have pods that might be kind of ripe this time of month that might be ready for picking or collecting?
Some of the easy ones, some of them are past already. Some of the early primroses that had seeds may very well have already spread their seeds with Mother Nature's help. And the heavy rains actually kind of help knock down seed pods. If they're ripe, then that helps spread them too.
Yeah, we had a big dumping of rain earlier this week, didn't we?
Indeed we did. So ideally, if you're going to be saving some seeds to propagate from your own plants, or if you've talk to friends or have seen other colorful stuff, whether that be columbines are one of the easy ones. The foxglove are another one that's quite easy. They produce tremendous quantities of seeds. If nothing else, even if you don't want to collect the seeds for saving and making more, you may want to deadhead them so you don't have a few million new little foxglove seedlings in your yard. But the columbines have nice, strong stems. And the seed pods turn brown as they ripen. And then there's, with most of these different kinds of seed pods, have some sort of an opening, some way that the top of them opens as they ripen. Blue pop are our favorite, blue poppies. You know, Himalayan blue poppies are another one. You watch those seed pods start to turn brown, the tops open, and then whether it be the wind whipping back and forth to shake seeds out, or the rain knocking them down, and for some of these, the seed pods may essentially rot away around them, and then the seeds are left there, although then you may get this big clump or cluster of little seedlings.
So do you want to do it right before then?
Ideally, we would like to, what I usually try to do, when I start seeing the first few pods starting to ripen, I'll clip off the whole stem, put that in a bucket, and then bring that into a dry place like my garage. And you want this to be kind of a cool, dry, and not too bright place. You don't want it to be, you usually wouldn't be doing this in a hot greenhouse. That's not good for the seed viability for long term. So we want these to dry out fairly slowly to collect. Now, you've got to be careful, however, because some seed pods, some plants have their more interesting and exciting mechanisms for literally shooting and spreading seeds. The lupins, wild lupins, as well as the colorful domestic lupins, when their seed pods get to the right stage of ripeness, they literally pop, and the seeds pop out of the pods and can go 2 to 5 feet or more. True geraniums, the wild geraniums, as well as some of our domestic, the blues and other different pink geraniums that we can grow in our gardens. Likewise, they have kind of a catapult action that can fling seeds out 5 feet or more away from the plant. So if you collect the seed pods and still have them on the stem, you almost need to have them in an enclosed container so they stay there as opposed to spreading them out all over the floor of your garage or wherever you're doing this.
Is there also a sign, that some sort of indication that they're about ready to pop, they're about ready to spring open?
Well, you may notice, if you see those first few that are starting to open, that means, yes, that's when you can pick them. And even if they're a little bit still green, you know, if you have the stem still attached, then there's enough moisture to finish the ripening process for some of those seeds. So that helps tell you when to gather. And then, so you might even put these, I've even used an old children's plastic sled, and put the seed pods in there, some of these that explode, and then throw some lightweight material over, like screen or some of our fine mesh horticultural fabric we talk about using in the garden to keep bugs off, so that the seeds will hit that and stay in this large tray, large pan, large box potentially, something like that, so you can collect the seeds as opposed to spread them around your garage, and then you have to try to sweep them up.
And then at some point, you just, when they're, how long are they going to be dried out? How long does it
take?
These
once you bring them in, you can wait, you can leave them there for several weeks, and at that point, then once they're pretty pretty much all open, you can shake them out onto into trays. I use pipe hands. That works quite nicely. And then try to clean them so I don't have other broken up. With some of these, you may actually want to break up the pods, shake them out, and then, again, with different, I use various colanders and screens to clean the seeds somewhat, and then make sure they're nice and dry indoors, and then I'll put them in small jars or canisters until I want to start some of these seeds, perhaps mid to late winter for perennials. Or if you have some bare ground where you know you want to start these, I mean, you can directly seed them into the places where you want them to grow, which then avoids the problem of transplanting shock.
Ah, yeah, but the key phrase there is bare ground during the winter.
Well, yes, yeah. Well, I mean, a place that you have already, you know, you whether it be in your perennial beds where you've done some cleanup work or something like that, or if you have a deliberately make a propagating bed for planting different stuff to be then future, transplant in the future. For some of these very little things like the blue poppies, those you really need to treat more carefully to grow yourself, because the little seedlings, when they come up next spring, are very attractive to slugs, unfortunately.
Okay.
And the same thing goes with some of those new, the domestic lupins are very attractive to slugs. So you got to grow them and protect them for a year or almost that much.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.